From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned Monday his forces are prepared to expand military operations against Kurds in Syria, perhaps going all the way to the Iraqi border after capturing the Kurdish-held town of Afrin. The Turkish leader said, with Afrin, we have placed the comma, now comes the period, by executing what he called a cleansing operation against terrorists. Ankara views the Kurds as a security threat. UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura expressed concern in Geneva Monday over the partition of Syria.
A soft, long-term partition of Syria, which the one we are witnessing at the moment in different areas of control, will be a catastrophe not only for Syria but for the whole region.
The expanded Turkish operation could bring Turkish forces into close proximity with U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters and American advisors. The capture of Afrin has created another humanitarian crisis with tens of thousands fleeing the assault. The Syrian government demanded Turkish troops leave, calling their presence illegitimate. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, on his first visit to Egypt in 2 years Monday, pledged to improve bilateral ties following disagreements over land use and the flow of the vital Nile River. Mr. Bashir praised his Egyptian counterpart Abdel Fattah el-Sisi for his honesty and vision for a strong and exceptional relationship. They agreed to bolster trade, military, and energy cooperation. Mr. Sisi widely expected to easily win re-election next week. Canada announced Monday it will send 6 helicopters and 250 troops to join the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali in the fight against jihadist groups. The deployment expected to last a year. More than 160 peacekeepers were killed in Mali last year. This is VOA News.